It's Team Awesome Morning Party, starring the splendiferously sensational Steve-O, the magnificently marvelous Mateo.
Is that girl a boy too?
And Mitch.
Let's get the show going, audience!
Good morning!
Good morning! Tuesday!
Hello!
Hi.
Looking sleepy Tuesday.
Sleepy Tuesday.
Still dark out.
Yeah, it is still dark out. I feel like we're getting closer to winter.
Which we're not even to fall yet, so that's a little weird. But hey, why not?
Maybe the seasons are all just gonna run together.
Yeah.
What would we call it then?
I don't know. Although, I was just reading a story that says the Farmer's Almanac.
Yeah.
Says cold winter is coming.
You know, I'm excited about a cold winter.
Yeah, does it snow in Nashville?
Yeah, it does in Nashville. Probably, I don't know, like 2 or 3 times.
Okay.
Mississippi was not so much.
All right.
Maybe like once.
Dude.
But it seems like last winter, it snowed quite a bit. And then 2 winters ago in Nashville, it snowed a lot. Because it was one day, I had to go to work in an ice storm.
I'm telling you.
It was fun.
It's going to be crazy here.
Santa Claus is coming to town.
Oh, this is Justin Bieber. Do you know what you're doing?
I'm just saying.
You are tired.
The Farmer's Almanac is using words like piercing cold,
yes,
bitterly cold, biting cold.
Jack Frost.
No, they didn't use that.
Oh.
No, sorry.
Well.
Killed it.
Well.
Killed it. The upcoming winter apparently is going to be gnarly if it's if their predictions are right. The first outdoor Super Bowl is going to be really, really gnarly if this is true. Because the Super Bowl this year, I believe, is in New York, right? Yeah. In New Jersey. Ha ha, I was right.
New Jersey.
Yeah, around the time the Super Bowl is played, they're saying that it's going to be pretty crazy. They also predict a colder than normal winter for 2/3 of the country, heavy snowfall in the Midwest, Great Lakes, and the New England area. Based on planetary position, sunspots, and lunar cycles, the almanac's secret formula is largely unchanged since founder David Young published the first almanac in 1818.
Why are we talking about the Farmer's Almanac?
Because you said it was winter almost. It feels like it.
It does.
And I'm warning people now, go buy warm clothes. You got to be prepared.
Go buy warm clothes.
If people had prepared us for the changes that were happening here, I would have not been in violation of the dress code. So I'm just trying to warn other people not to be in violation of the winter code.
A new dress code came down the pipe yesterday.
New dress code!
That breaking news.
Breaking news. Oh, sorry. Is this really breaking? Okay.
Steve-O was breaking the dress code yesterday.
I was in violation of our new dress code yesterday.
You gotta dress professionally.
Yeah.
And I told Steve-O, you can't wear spaghetti strap halter tops to work. And he would not listen to me. I don't care how hot it is. It's offensive. It's offensive to me. And he didn't care. So then what do you know? I guess somebody else didn't like it either.
Apparently, wearing jeans with ripped knees. What do you do when like all my pants came pre-ripped? It's fashionable.
I know. I think you were supposed to change that after the 90s were over.
I can't do that. I haven't even changed my listening skills since the
90s. But here's the thing. Don't get rid of them because they'll be in style again in about 2 years.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean anything. We got a new dress code. I'm not going to be able to wear them ever.
You can wear them out and about.
Oh, okay. That's true. I'll have my work clothes and then my home clothes? What? It's getting too expensive.
Woo.
I can hear the money going crazy already.
Yeah.
Anyways, it is Tuesday. We got New Music Tuesday coming up. A lot of local submissions.
Lots of local submissions. And you know what we're going to do today?
Play them all.
We're going to play them.
Yeah, we are.
We're
no
gonna
matter what.
We're going to play them, and we're all going to suffer through this together.
Stop it. If you're a local artist and you would like to get your music played on Static Radio, send it to us. MyStaticRadio.com. There's a locals rules section. You can submit your MP3s. You can tell us a little bit about your band. Throw up a little profile there.
Shoo.
And we're going to play your song no matter what.
No matter what.
Yeah, it's happening. We got a lot of local submissions to get to today. Also, some really cool new jammy jams we found this week.
Jammy jams.
Speaking of new music, we do a little thing called Culture Shock around these parts.
We do.
If there's a song that you love that just speaks to you that you would love to hear on Static Radio, we're open to playing it.
Yes, we are.
We're not beyond suggestions.
Also, we listened to this song that people keep asking for from a band called Foreverland.
And not going to happen.
It's not going to happen.
We keep getting requests over and over.
We have this other band called Amberlin.
Or Summerlin.
And then there's Foreverlin. Obviously, there's just too many Lins floating around. So we got to pick one and stick with it.
So actually, New Music Tuesday, here's the thing. We've gotten so many submissions because this band put a request on their Facebook page. Hey, guys, make sure you go, you know, bug these radio stations
Where
and tell
this?
Them to play our song.
I'm finding this.
And so we've gotten a lot of requests for this band. So maybe we should play it on New Music Tuesday.
Maybe we should play it.
And let the listeners decide.
Yeah.
Because we've gotten a lot of requests from their fans.
Yeah, we'll play it today.
So how about we let the Static Radio listeners collide with the Foreverlin. That's not Foreverlin.
That's not it.
Foreverlin.
That's Foeville.
Oh, man, it's coming up. Don't forget, 6:45 birthdays. Steve Ryman is back.
Woo!
I'm excited.
Professionalism
returns. Yeah, so we'll do that if you have a
And you know what? He's not breaking dress code.
He's not.
No.
He's you know always what? In dress
because
code.
Because he inherently is professional.
He is professional. So,
somebody
forgive me.
Could take it. The real thing is, I showed up and I'm all like, what? Look at my Nashville style.
Yeah.
And then they were like, dude.
Why can't other people
that guy,
do that?
He's got on plum colored pants today. That's super fashionable. We need to up the ante around here. We need to step our game up.
Yeah.
That other guy's wearing holy, like, ripped up pants and halter tops, spaghetti strap. What's wrong? Is that Steve-O? That is Steve-O. What?
Well, I wish somebody would have told me I couldn't strut around in whitey tighties and socks.
Okay. You have taken it to that level.
Yep.
You have just...
I was wearing a dress shirt at least. You know what I'm saying? Sliding around in my socks.
Sounds like risky business to me.
Hey!
Risky business.
Boom!
Starring Tom Old Cruise.
I'm just saying we are on it today.
On it like a...
Hone it.
No idea.
That doesn't really work.
Maybe we should go to a song.
It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
No.
Welcome to Tuesday. Static Radio.
Turn on the news.
I have a little news flash.
We interrupt for this breaking news.
Breaking news with me, Mateo, this Tuesday morning. Wake up. It's really important.
Breaking news. Florida is running out of sand. The Sunshine State, Florida, suffering a sand shortage unlike any that has come before, and officials say the coast could be vulnerable to future storms.
Really?
Yes.
How does one run out of sand?
Dexter is not involved. The Sunshine State's 663 miles of coastline are more than just a tourist attraction and economic driver, protecting coastlines from severe weather.
Yeah.
It's one of the functions of the beach. Miami-Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach counties, maybe Dexter is involved.
Miami-Dade!
Are facing such a dangerous shortage of sand that they are considering replenishing beach sand with recycled crushed glass. Good luck.
What?
Yeah, that's what it says.
I would not visit.
Hey.
Huh?
I need you to play some Superman music.
Oh, can do.
It's not for what you think.
Oh, man.
There is a man in Tokyo.
Okay.
That is helping people
oh.
at subway stations.
Oh.
Wearing a Power Ranger suit.
That is awesome. Which one?
Because many subway stations in Tokyo's western side do not provide elevators or escalators for commuters, a 27-year-old man decided to help. For 2 hours a day, he wears a green Power Ranger
suit. Green Ranger?
Of course it's the Green Ranger. He was the best one.
Really?
And waits by the stairs of one of Tokyo's subway stations, helping the elderly, the mothers with strollers, and people carrying bulky items. The Good Samaritan has been doing this for 3 months and hopes to recruit a team of Rangers.
Obviously.
To help. In fact, people have already asked to don the pink and red suits.
Which one was the green one? Was that Tommy?
That was Tommy.
Okay.
Doesn't he live here?
I don't know.
Tommy.
I always...
Are you listening? Alpha's going crazy. Somebody kick Zordon out of the tube.
I don't even know what you're saying.
You need to morph right now.
I feel bad because I am actually not in this nerddom with you.
You don't know Power Rangers?
I kind of do.
Power Rangers came at the end of my childhood.
Yeah, exactly. So that means I was already 5 years older than that. So I was in high school when it was like popular.
So it was your top secret. Like,
no.
What you're telling me. Yeah, whatever.
In high school?
I see your face.
I was
face.
In high school.
I see your face.
I didn't watch Power Rangers. High school.
You were one of those kids in college that was running around at 3 in the morning doing karate kicks out in the woods. You're like, Star Wars Episode 1's coming out. I got a lightsaber train.
Wow.
That's real.
Whatever. You're the one that just named him. Okay, who's the Pink Ranger?
Kimberly.
Oh, my gosh.
I was 5 years younger than you. It came out when I was in fourth grade.
There was a white one, right?
Yeah, that was Tommy, because Tommy started off as Green Ranger. He was evil, became good, cruised along as Green Ranger, and then got, like, upped to the White Ranger.
Okay. What about the Aqua Ranger?
Nope.
The Mauve Ranger?
Nope.
The Indigo Ranger?
No.
Man, Stever.
Hey.
Hey, buddy. Hey.
Here's my vast information of Power Rangers.
Yeah. Let's hear it.
Kimberly's now on Flashpoint. She's a sniper.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, TV show.
She plays a Canadian cop.
That's cool. So I guess Power
it's
Rangers
It's not as cool
go
as a Power
things.
Ranger.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Five teenagers selected to save the world by an ancient extraterrestrial being known as Zordon. He was interdimensional, fools.
What about the Orange Ranger?
No.
There wasn't an Orange Ranger?
There could have been in later iterations. I don't know. I don't have enough time. I got to do some more breaking news. Hit my news music.
All right.
The Mega Burger Pizza has arrived.
What?
That's what I said. The Pizza Burger is one of those savory unicorns you've heard about in Hushed. What is a savory unicorn?
It's a unicorn of savory descent, obviously.
It's an interdimensional being, fool. You've heard about it in hushed conversations, but have never actually tried yourself. For those lucky few who happen to be in Japan, what is with Japan getting all this stuff today?
Man.
They got people running around in Power Rangers costumes. They get hoverboards early. They got pizza burgers.
They're getting the new Godzilla movie. Ugh. Or is that Canada? I think they're filming in Canada, actually.
I don't know where they are, okay, but I'm excited about it.
I know, me too. Ooh. Bryan Cranston is on top of the world right now.
On top of the
down,
world, hey.
Saying, hey.
I'm on top of the world, hey.
I'm Bryan Cranston, and I was on Breaking Bad and Godzilla.
And now I'm probably going to be Lex Luthor for at least 6 films.
Boom.
Anyway, blah, 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 blah. Lucky few who happen to be in Japan. Kyoto Pizza Shop Pizza Little Party
Hi-yo!
Is offering the Mega Burger Pizza. This behemoth weighs in at 2.65 pounds and essentially swaps the buns for 2 11-inch pizza pies decked out with meat sauce and cheese. Sandwiched between the pizzas are nearly a pound of grilled beef patties, plural, decked out with the usual burger fixings, ketchup, mustard, pickles, and onions.
That's ginormous. Wait,
that will kill you.
Yeah, it will. Taco Town!
No ranger could overcome that.
What's it called?
The Mega Burger Pizza.
Mega Burger Pizza.
Yes.
All right.
Oh,
you
man.
You know if that was local, we'd go try it at least
well,
once.
Oh, well, we'd try it. You want to save this for later?
I don't know. We don't have to.
Steve-O.
Yeah?
Have you ever been rejected for a bank loan?
No.
The Human Torch was denied a bank loan. You know who the Human Torch should blame?
Huh.
Mr. Fantastic.
What?
Or any of his other Facebook friends.
Wait, why would he blame his Facebook friends for being denied a loan?
You're already concerned about your credit score. One day, you may also have to be concerned about your Facebook friends. Because a few tech startups are using social data when determining whether to loan you
money. Oh, that's not even fair.
Lindo checks. Lindo?
Lindo.
Lindo. Checks
Lindo
out.
Lindo Calrissian.
What? What?
If that was their name, Lindo Calrissian.
Stop it. Lindo.
Lindo Calrissian.
I will not lend them anything because he was a traitor.
Oh, man. The banking empire strikes back. Hey!
Somebody stop this guy.
I'm on a roll.
Lindo checks out whether your Facebook friends list includes anyone who's ever been late paying back a Lindo loan, and if so, how often you interact with that person.
You gotta give them more time to pay back the loan.
Credit Tech
Lindo Calrissian
looks at data from Facebook, eBay, and Amazon, and also considers such factors as whether you filled out the application with all caps or no caps. Neither is a good thing. There is such thing as proper punctuation.
There really is. You really should use proper punctuation. I'm that guy. I gotta be honest. I don't use caps mostly. So now I feel like from now on, filling out anything, I'm gonna have to capitalize my name and all that stuff. Because I just go.
What's weird for me is that I used to email everybody no caps at all.
Right?
So it's like, I just want them to know that I'm a casual dude. But ever since I got this job, I have been correctly punctuating every email.
Absolutely.
Like, not even emails here at work. Like, every email.
That's hilarious.
Like, emailing my pen pals.
That's good.
Don't have any pen pals. There's another thing called Cabbage that also looks at your eBay and PayPal accounts and offers approved borrowers the option of linking Facebook or Twitter accounts to their Cabbage accounts to up their Cabbage scores. What is happening?
I don't know.
Now we're basing, okay, essentially. Does this mean that we are basing credit loan information on how popular we are on Facebook?
Is it really out of popularity?
And who we are popular with?
Yeah, but what if you're friends with some dude who just, like, you know, has really, really bad credit? Do you have bad credit? Can we not be friends anymore?
My credit is awesome.
Okay, good, because so is mine. I have great credit.
Did we just become better friends?
I think so.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't even know if that's possible.
Oh,
but
it's possible.
Yeah.
It's always possible, y'all.
So apparently, this is why I don't have a Facebook. Or am I going to get denied a loan because they're like, oh, he has no friends. He doesn't even have a Facebook. Huh?
Peter Griffin?
Look at this. Jesus Juke. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor has crappy Facebook friends.
Okay.
Psalm 1.
That's in the book of
Psalm
Matthew 2.
One.
Matthew 2, the sequel. Second Matthew 2.
Yeah.
The second sequel.
I'm just saying.
The sequel of sequels.
Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked. You're going to get a better loan if you don't have crappy friends. Thus saith Lindo Calrissian. Hey, all right. They would be a great mascot. I'm starting a new business. Hey. Hello, who's this? Lindo Calrissian. You got to give the loan more time. Lindo Calrissian. Lindo Calrissian would be awesome.
I get it.
I'm just saying.
We've got to move on.
Oh, no. Yes. It's so great.
Manhattan restaurant is already piping in Christmas music.
Nope.
My mom is somewhere so excited right now.
Too early.
No.
Nope. Too early.
See, I'm of the opinion that Christmas music should not start until sometime between Halloween and Thanksgiving. And then it should only be sprinkled. And then once Thanksgiving is over, the unsung holiday of Thanksgiving, then Christmas music, onslaught, every day. Unless it's Blue Christmas by Elvis.
Okay.
Which I will defend at any point in the year.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful.
Now see, here we are railing about it, saying that it's awful, but I'm actually enjoying this.
Yeah, this is pretty nice, actually.
This is nice.
This is Matthew West.
Let's let this go.
All right.
Anyway, Christmas music has begun in some stores. Already, you may have noticed a small section of your favorite store with some holiday decorations, or a fake tree display at a department store. But Manhattan, New York, create the manger? I don't know. Restaurants are taking it a step further by piping holiday tunes over the speakers. Customers at the chain eatery reported hearing tunes like Walking in a Winter Wonderland, The 12 Days of Christmas, or Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas, playing on a loop.
Do you think it's because, let's be honest.
I do think, and it does hurt my head.
Let's be honest here. When you started hearing this, your mood immediately improved, right?
Hey, I'm excited.
I'm in a good mood.
I'm in that giving. Oh, that's what they're doing it for.
It reminds me of Christmas.
They're like, oh, man.
I'm in such a good mood.
I should tip my waiter.
Uh-huh. Let it snow. Genius.
When in reality, if you're a believer, you best be tipping already. Show them that love you've been shown.
Exactly. That's good. Yeah.
That was a Jesus juke.
That's exactly what that was. We've had two in breaking news.
Brought to you
two.
By Mateo.
There you go.
Tuesday morning.
Hey, if you have a birthday celebration going on today, we are 5 minutes away from birthdays.
12 minutes.
Get your shout out now. Studio@mystaticradio.com. Up next, birthdays.
This is Nick Flora, and you're listening to
Static Radio.
Welcome to Team Awesome Morning Party.
Good morning, everyone.
That's Mateo.
Where?
Right there.
How did you know?
I'm Steve-O.
I am Mateo.
We are
right here. Team Awesome Morning Party.
Are we? Did we just become the BC Boys?
No.
Oh, okay.
Sabotage!
That sounded like Panama, but with sabotage.
Sabotage!
Sabotage! Save us from this, Stever. Save us.
Yeah!
He's back! Get you. Oh, I'm so happy you're here. We missed you.
Yesterday, birthdays were terrible.
They were awful in many ways.
Really?
Yeah. Although it was Chris Pine's birthday.
And one
birthday.
Of my favorite people had a birthday yesterday.
I bet it was that guy we had no idea who he was.
Was it Chris Pine?
No, it was Peter Benson.
Oh, man! Yesterday was Peter's birthday?
Yep.
Nope, nobody.
Oh, no!
Nobody told us.
Nicely done, guys.
Well, I feel like a jerk.
You should.
Gosh, she's one of the nicest humans in the world.
I just feel like a jerk because I just met him.
Oh, no.
Man, you're a jerk, Steve-O.
Gosh.
It happens every August 26th.
Oh, man.
Impossible.
Guys, gotta tell me these things ahead of time.
Over the weekend, Carol Towery in Bible Island had a birthday, too.
Oh, cool.
Probably Bible didn't wish her a happy Island? Birthday either, did you?
Yeah. Will you survive?
Did you sign Peter's card?
Bible Island.
I don't know.
I did. Yes, we signed Peter's card.
Okay.
It came around. You totally have no excuse.
If you remember that, why wouldn't you? Oh, no.
No, 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 no. Do not put this on me.
Happy birthday to Peter.
Happy birthday, Peter. I'm sorry, man.
He's kind of like Dick Clark. He's ageless.
Yeah. Yeah, he is.
Timeless.
We should
timeless.
Get him a...
Because he's not ageless, because he just gained another
one. Timeless, whatever.
We should build him a cake or something. Sorry.
All right, you ready? Anymore.
Yes.
You ready for this? All right. Did you guys see Spy Kids?
No.
Yes, but it was a long time ago.
Okay.
You saw Spy Kids.
This is actually Carmen, performed by Carmen Cortez, who played Alexa Vega in the Spy Kids trilogy.
I didn't see it that
well. Is that the girl?
Yeah.
The little girl?
How old is she?
I bet she's like...
Oh, my gosh.
I bet she's like 18.
Hurry and guess.
No, 18. No, she's got to be older than
25.
That. When did Spy Kids come out?
No clue.
It's like early.
She's 25.
Ha-ha! Yeah, I need music, but I don't know what to play. I'm going to go with some...
Cops!
Okay.
Yeah!
I wasn't playing.
Congratulations!
So bad.
You did it! Oh,
all right,
yeah!
Let's move on.
Okay, good.
Birthday victory!
What is this?
Caesar Milan.
The Dog Caesar? Whisperer! Caesar Milan!
Yep.
I don't know who that is.
Oh my goodness.
Rehabilitate dogs.
When Waverly used to tour.
Oh!
Yep. Caesar's birthday today.
I don't know who that is.
We toured with a band from California, and our buddy Josh who had like he was of Hispanic descent. He would pretend like he was Cesar Millan, and we would introduce him to people.
Did he look like him?
Yes, and he would talk. He would go, "Hey, I am Cesar Millan." He sounded just like him, and he would say, "Let me talk to your daughter."
Cesar's birthday today.
I don't know how old is he. You go first.
60.
57.
He's 44.
44.
Gosh, dude, you threw me way off.
Yeah, totally.
Not
much.
Even cool. I got you. Love will keep us together.
Daryl Dragon celebrating a birthday today.
Double Dragon?
Daryl Dragon.
Oh. I love Double Dragon. I was always the red guy.
Daryl, otherwise known as? The Captain.
Okay. Captain and Tennille.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. I'm starting to get there.
Stop.
He is 63. 68.
Captain turned 71 today. Wow. 71 years old. Or hey, young.
I think we're going to need a Captain. Bigger boat. Roseanne. Hate it.
Yeah, from Roseanne, Scrubs, How I Met Your Mother.
Sarah Gilbert?
Oh, Chalk.
Sarah Chalk was... Oh, that's right.
Which one was she?
She's the blonde girl from Scrubs. I forgot!
Oh.
Until just now, she played second Becky, right?
Yeah.
Was that the
wow.
little girl?
No, it was the blonde girl.
No, in Roseanne.
Yeah, she was the blonde, and then Becky for all these years, and then Sarah Chalk came in and played second Becky.
Second Becky.
Because first Becky left.
Oh, second
Becky. So it's her birthday today.
She was the blonde girl on Scrubs.
Yep.
Interesting. Sarah Chalk. I say she is 35.
She is 34.
37.
Oh, no, that's what I was going to say!
No, you weren't. You weren't going to say
was!
That.
I was! The greatest... Dean Norris, Bryan Cranston... Aaron Paul
celebrating a birthday today.
Snap.
Plays dude. Jesse Pinkman on Breaking
birthday,
Bad.
Yo.
Yeah, it's Jesse's birthday, yo.
Hey. Yo! Yo!
No, Steve-O got it.
Dude.
It's his birthday, yo.
Yes. It's like his birthday, yo. That was Badger / other dude.
Badger's Star Trek rant.
I know. That was so funny.
Which, by the way, it's Rigel, not Rigel. For Rigel.
Yeah, so the rant was incorrect.
Yeah, it
was
incorrect.
We got a tricky walking around.
So it's Aaron Paul's birthday. What have you done with your life, Steve-O?
Oh, no, I know. Man.
Snap.
32.
31.
34.
Oh, man, Aaron Paul.
He's accomplished so much
pretty
more
much.
Than you. Hey, you met him one time, though, right?
He's the only cast member I've never met, actually.
Oh, he went at the softball game?
He was not.
No.
It is
no,
hot I'm in
not,
this
or
room.
Or at the golf tournament.
It is so warm in here. It is warm with love and friendship.
What is this?
This is my theme song. I don't know what
it's
this
Harley
is.
Quinn's birthday?
Paul Reubens' birthday.
Oh, man, of course!
Pee-wee's Playhouse.
It's Pee-wee's Playhouse! How am I not paying attention enough?
I think this was part of my childhood that I had to block out later.
What? Did
yeah.
you hear?
Nah,
Paul
we don't
Reubens.
Need to, we don't even need to go there.
Paul Reubens mentioned...
Yes?
Pee-wee's Playhouse...
Yes?
...could be coming back.
Okay.
And I will tell you all right now, I would watch every episode.
What if it's weird, though?
That was one of my favorite shows.
Yeah,
because
it wasn't weird before.
No, no. What if they bring it... that's a good point.
I was going to say,
what if they
Genie
bring it back? What if they bring
Cherry?
It back kind of like how they did...
Mecha-leka hi, Mecha-leka
do you remember
honey
when they
hole.
Brought back Ren and
Dude.
Stimpy?
Yeah,
no, and it
true.
Was like extreme.
Yeah.
I bet that's what's
we watch
happen.
Adventure Time. What could be weirder than Adventure Time?
Paul Reubens' birthday. Actually, the first thing I saw him in was a Cheech and Chong movie.
Yes, he was
Mr.
the
Mr. Hamburger! Yeah.
So I've heard. I've never seen it myself.
Yeah.
Me.
He is 54.
Oh, man. 58.
61.
Oh, wow. My gosh. I have to lie down. Pee-wee Herman is 61 years old.
Yep.
Pee Wee Herman though, but like Pee Wee Herman, Pee Wee Herman.
61.
Oh, he was great in Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Okay.
From the TV show Suits.
Never even heard of it.
Nope. Patrick J. Adams today.
Oh, no. Okay. No idea.
Never saw the preview for, or the promo or anything for Suits?
Nope. Sorry to say I have not.
It's one of those cable series.
Oh. It's one of them cable features.
Yeah.
He is 43.
38.
32. Ah. And we are to this date.
Yes.
Synthesizer. Tron.
On this date, in what year did the United States launch Mariner 2 space probe, which flew past Venus the following December?
Ooh. I see what you did there. This is great.
1982.
87.
1962.
Wow. Good job. We didn't give you enough credit there, America.
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 Speaking of America.
Yeah.
W?
On this date in what year, Lyndon B. Johnson, the 36th president of the United States, was born in Stonewall, Texas.
Okay.
Another Texan.
How come they didn't
Johnson? No, remember, Johnson was after Kennedy. We learned this the other day.
But George W. Bush, right? Everybody just called him W. Why didn't they just call him B, yo? Because it was Lyndon B. Johnson, dog.
Now he's going to be doing
Jesse?
Jesse Allmore.
Oh, get out of here.
Actually, but that's not Jesse to me. That's like the
Badger.
Other dude. It's not Badger. It's the dude with the beanie, and I always feel bad. I'll never forget Badger's name, but I never remember the other dude.
Yeah, well, okay.
Lyndon B. Johnson on this day in
19...
Okay.
60...
See, he replaced Kennedy in late
72.
No, listen. Lyndon B. Johnson was born.
He was born. Not
on this day.
Oh,
what year?
Born! My bad.
1907.
1907. No, 1923.
1908.
Oh, man. You're
so close. Actually, hey, today is Global Forgiveness Day.
Oh, I forgive you,
so we
you,
can
Mother
forgive
Earth.
You guys for those terrible guesses.
Wait, we're not supposed to forgive the globe?
And it's Just Because Day. Someone asks you, why did you bleed, bleed, bleed? You can say,
Just because. So when the earth asks me, hey, why'd you throw that trash down? I can be like,
just because.
Forgive me. Because
I'm an adult. That's it.
Thank
All
you,
right.
Peter.
Global Forgiveness Day. So today, forgive the earth for something. What do you forgive the earth for?
I forgive the earth for all those times that I spun the globe in school and put my finger down and it would land on some really cool country, Australia. And now I'm not there. So
oh,
I forgive
man.
You.
I've never been to Australia either.
I know. We should go and we should get in a shark cage.
I forgive the earth for making Australia so far away that it's really expensive to get there.
You're so far away.
Yeah.
Doesn't anybody stay in a one plus a million? I love you, Dawn.
Wow.
She's listening now.
Just before 7, we got to take a quick break. Don't forget, coming up, New Music Tuesday, still an hour to get your music in if you would like to hear a song premiered this morning for New Music Tuesday.
You better hurry up.
Studio@mystaticradio.com. That's the email address. Or you can send it to us direct from our website, mystaticradio.com, under the Locals Rules section. Submit it. We will play it. We got a lot of music to get to today. Coming back, though, I found a way to help you.
Thank you.
Speed up your internet.
Ooh.
And be healthy all at the same time. Boom!
Is it putting a like a hamster in a wheel?
Oh, man, you were so close, except way, way not. So, yeah.
That's usually how it is.
Yeah, we'll talk about that on the way back. Team Austin Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
Don't touch that dial. Listen to
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Cornerstone of any nutritious breakfast.
Good morning, party.
Oh, yeah.
Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, of course, New Music Tuesday. If you would like to get music in, send it to us. Studio@mystaticradio.com. That's the email address. You can email us anytime, and it'll hit the studio.
There is still time for you, friend.
That's right. Or, of course, on our website, mystaticradio.com. /locals rule. Get your stuff in there. We got to take a quick peek at traffic.
Good morning, Albuquerque. Everyone out there is doing a fantastic job of driving. Oh, it just changed on me, but it's okay because everybody's still doing a good job. There's a little bit of congestion on Paseo as per the usual, and we still have the road construction on Hunter Boulevard at I-40. Please be careful, wear your safety belt, and quit texting and driving. It's illegal.
Fine.
Think about it. That's all.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch. 4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvert Campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. Mateo, when was the last time you were searching the web and thought... Actually, you probably think this all the time because you randomly at home will just start doing push-ups.
Yep.
You're that workoutable kind of guy. It just all of a sudden feels the need to work out.
I have a lot of energy.
Well, I think we need to combine our powers because I love surfing the web.
Yes.
And you love working out. And again, I love surfing the web and high-speed internet connection.
Okay.
You want the fastest internet connection?
Yes.
Be healthy.
No.
What? So check this out. This may be a great way to get your employees in shape. And no, I'm not talking about round. It's not really a shape. Someone's created a treadmill hooked up to a computer that offers faster browsing speed the faster you walk.
Well, there you go. It's like in the cartoons when people would be walking on the treadmill and they'd be powering the electricity.
Yep. There's a minimum bandwidth level to keep the connection live, so hypothetically... If you're running and you have to stop for a minute, you won't completely lose your internet connection. You'll be able to continue internet browsing.
We are living in the future.
Dude, this is real. It is a treadmill / desk device where you can work while walking on the treadmill.
Wow.
And the faster you go, the faster your internet connection. But I feel like the faster you go, the less you're going to be able to surf the web.
Yeah, so what are you going to do?
Why would you need faster internet?
They're just trying to, they're trying to encourage you to be healthier, Steve-o.
Here's what I've always thought about. Like, gyms, you know, as I drive by gyms and go, ha, 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 because I don't do that.
Yeah.
I always see people, and they always have the treadmills right by the window, and there's inevitably a whole bunch of people, and they're all just looking up, doing this number, jogging and staring at a TV.
Yeah.
What should happen is... all of those treadmills should be hooked up to the television to where you have to keep a certain pace to keep the power going on the TV.
Wow.
Because let's be honest, they're constantly just staring at the TV.
Yeah.
No one's really talking or paying attention. They just look it up.
If you exercise more, you would know. Well, for me, it's I try to distract myself from what I'm doing because it goes by faster.
When you're not paying attention?
Yeah.
When the guy's not yelling at you?
Especially when you're running, because you're just running.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of boring. You're just running, so it's like, man, I need to distract myself and think about something. Something exciting. What if I was Spider-Man? What would I be doing right now? Wait a second. There's a TV. What's going on? I don't care about that. If I was Spider-Man, I'd probably live on the east side. You know, when you're running. You're running the whole time.
Ugh, that sounds terrible to me.
Nah, it's not that bad.
I'm sorry. I'm obviously not into
you should try
being healthy.
You should try
working out.
Exercising.
I did try that. Last time you were here, I worked out with you every day.
Yeah.
And I hated it, but I felt healthier.
Almost every day.
And then you came back and I just knew that I was going to have to get a gym membership or... I was going to have to start at least working out at the house. I kind of haven't done any of that.
You haven't done it at all.
You tend to do that in the next room, and I'm sitting on the couch reading comic books. So
yes.
You're going to live longer.
But here's the thing. We are going to find some way to exercise together.
Ugh. It's just so, like, exhausting, moving.
It's just exercise,
you got to, like, move so much.
It's just exercise.
All right.
You got to do it. Here it is. Back in the day,
mm-hmm.
when we used to, you know, even when we were like on the Oregon Trail and we had to run from predators.
Right.
We had to hunt our food.
Right.
You know, we had to do our thing.
Right.
We don't have to do that anymore.
Exactly.
So we are inherently lazy. So you're wondering to yourself, why should we have to exercise? It's because we have reached a new level of comfort in our society,
yeah,
in human history. And so it's like we have to compensate. So the more comfortable and convenient things get,
right,
the more we have to will ourselves to exercise.
I think
otherwise,
I figured out
we'll turn out like Lumpy Space Princess or the big blob people from
WALL-E. Oh, man, and I don't want that. All right.
Eva.
What I need is for somebody to invent like a video game.
Yeah?
That I work out to, because that I feel like I'm... In video games, at least you're gaining something. You know, it's like, oh, I just leveled up.
Not at all.
I got level 4 legs now.
Good grief.
So what I want is for somebody to come up with like an RPG type video game, but it's real life and it's actually just exercising, and that it tricks me into thinking I'm playing a video game.
Is that
game.
Not We Fit?
Yeah, but that's terrible. All those workout video games are terrible.
Is there a Mike Tyson punch out for the Wii?
Actually there is, but it doesn't really do much. I've tried all of those. The UFC game, all those games where it's like workout games.
There's a UFC game?
Oh yeah, but it doesn't like recognize everything.
Yeah.
So you're like, one, two, and it's like, nope. And I'm like, yuh-huh, I'm doing this. But it doesn't recognize it all the time. And then I just get mad and I gave up because I'm like, you know what? No.
You know how?
I had at least 73 punches.
You know what? How it would be recognized?
Huh?
Is if you just actually exercised in real life.
Ah, but that's so exhausting.
Rather than trying to play a game.
Static.
Yo.
What up?
I agree. Well, like, I don't know. I used to DDR and do all that stuff. It was pretty fun.
Oh, yeah.
But as a suggestion, there's this, new thing that's coming out on Kickstarter. It's like a virtual reality kind of based thing.
Yeah.
But where with these special type of shoes that you wear, and like where you stay in one spot, but you can actually play your game, and when you actually have to walk and run to cause your character to move.
I'll see that. Like, cool. Look at that.
Yeah.
Look at that.
It's pretty cool.
What's wrong?
I'm waiting on it because I want to make games for that.
With just running or walking yourself.
Right?
Yeah, can't you just go outside and it's a lot cheaper?
Yeah, but if you feel like there's zombies chasing you or something, I feel like I would move quicker.
It seems to me there are certain parts of Albuquerque where you instinctively feel like there are zombies chasing you. Can't you just go to those parts of Albuquerque? It's free.
Maybe. I don't know.
I guarantee you'll run faster.
Yeah. Yeah. Thanks for the call.
It's a real threat. You're like, oh my God! This is the wrong side of the tracks! This is the bad part of town. I've got to get back to the good part of town.
Here's what you got to do then.
I'm doing like a mile every 9 minutes. This is great pace.
You got to just drop me off somewhere in town and be like, get home. And then maybe I would be very angry when I finally got home. However, that might cause me to have to jog.
You'd be so worn out.
Oh.
You just go, when I wake up, we're going to talk about this. And then Brody would cry and wake you up.
Yeah. Like,
no!
Truth. Static.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, has anyone mentioned Zombie Run yet?
Nope.
No.
Okay, it's an Android app. I'm sure you can get it on the iPhone as
Android?
Well.
Android? Come on.
Hey,
I know. But it's a GPS-based game. There's zombies. You can set your start point and your end point, and you get chased by zombies. If you don't run fast enough, you get eaten alive.
There you go.
But do you really have to exert energy in real life?
Well, I mean, if you want to cheat, you could drive.
Oh, there you go. Boom!
You can't.
Thank
this
you
is why
for giving me the cheat code this called driving.
This guy's always going to be looking for a game genie.
All right, thank you. Up, up, down, down, left, right, left, right.
You were the game genie kid. You were.
I did not have a game genie, actually.
That shocks me.
Yeah, I did not have a game genie because I cared about getting through the video game with integrity, unless it was Contra, because nobody can beat Contra without the 30 life thing.
What about through life with integrity and exercise?
That just seems so daunting, so exhausting.
Yeah, when it's real,
I would
stupid
much rather just hang out at home and be like, yes! I mean, right, guys?
Nope.
Am I right?
Nope.
Is this living or what?
Is this living? Oh, no. I drank all the Cokes. Where are they? There's more. I don't want to move. Ah, video games.
Hey, you know I actually don't drink too many sodas. Come on, when was the last time you saw me drink a soda?
Yeah, you're right. You don't drink a lot of
soda. I don't. I'm pretty healthy in that regard. I figure if I can just lazily sit on the couch and drink enough water, then somehow I'm kind of being healthy.
Were you the guy in college that was like, I'm going to study, and then the night before the test you would just put the book on your face?
Yes, basically.
And then you'd wake up the next morning and be like, I got this.
I never studied. Oh, it was the worst at it.
I didn't study.
It was
either.
The worst. Yeah. Don't be like me. Don't be like me. Coming up in 30 minutes, New Music Tuesday.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Coming up in 3 minutes.
Oh, men. No.
You want to be more manly?
Yes.
I've got a way.
He's
to increase your manliness.
He's got a way.
4,500-fold.
Whoa.
In 17 easy steps. We'll talk about that coming up next. Team Awesome Morning Party.
No.
Static.
Get ready for a jolt. Ready?
Wake up!
It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Wake up!
On Static Radio.
Oh, and here comes trouble. Here comes trouble.
Men.
Yes.
Romans. Countrymen.
Yes.
Lend me your beards.
Oh, how long did you think of that?
Like 7 seconds ago, actually. I literally just came up with that.
You
know that was good.
I don't believe you, but that's fine.
Here's something awesome that you didn't know yesterday, men. Beard implants.
Boom. Huh? That just happened.
Wham! Welcome to Team Awesome Morning Party, where we're trying to make you manlier.
Yep.
But not by being more manly, because that takes real work. We just want to make you look manlier because beards make you manly.
Yeah, we want to help you out in the quickest and easiest way possible.
Because that's totally what a man would do, right?
That's an American man.
Oh, man. That's not going to make us manlier.
I can grow a beard in like 3 days.
No, you can't. Really?
Yeah.
Like a full beard?
Well, not full beard, but I mean, it's there.
I can grow like a mostly beard. I've got the goatee for days.
Yeah.
But then like when you get up near the cheeks and the sideburns,
mm-hmm.
it kind of is not there.
Yeah, you have a... you are lacking in the sideburn department.
I am, man. I was sad up until 8 minutes ago when I read this article and realized I can be a man. I can!
Tell me how.
Well, it works similar to a hair transplant for your head, where healthy follicles from the back of a guy's head are transplanted to his face.
All right.
Why, you ask, would anyone want to do this?
Why?
Well, because beards are cool right now.
Oh.
Obviously.
Total obvi, man.
Okay, this is crazy. The number of men asking for this procedure has increased sixfold over the last 2 years. True story.
Oh, my gosh.
4,500 men went through the procedure this last year alone.
Can you... Okay.
So they take hair follicles from the back of your neck.
Okay.
And they put them onto your face.
That would be good for somebody like Coon, who had so much hair on his neck, it would almost connect to his face. Under his ears. We theorized that one day he would just become this giant head of hair. But unfortunately, we kicked him out of the band and never got to see that dream come to fruition.
Yeah, that's what you get. That's what you get.
You put the implant in. Do you shave it and then it grows back?
I don't know.
Is it just like neck hair?
I feel like that's a fake wives' tale of, hey man, the more you shave, the thicker it grows in and the more it grows.
Yeah, it's got to be. Because then bald people would be shaving their heads constantly.
Oh, yeah. Why isn't that? Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
They'd be like,
Well, the funny thing is bald people usually shave their heads constantly because they don't want people to know they're bald. They just want to look cool like Lex Luthor style. Huh? Breaking
Lex
Bad,
Luthor
anyone?
Lex Luthor is a villain.
I'm just saying.
He is a villain.
Which is exactly why people connected Walter White to Lex Luthor, and rumor has it. Cranston up for the role of Lex Luthor.
You know, I'm disappointed. I said yesterday that we would know by today, because usually when something comes on that strong, you know, it's like, this is probably going to happen. Like, within 24 hours, they're like, yes, it's official.
Yeah.
Because so many people have already reported it. But unfortunately for us, not the case.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, in other news, our country is crazy.
Hey, yeah.
So here's something. You know, we've had some pretty interesting discussions of late.
Yeah.
Including the photographer, Christian photographer, who, thanks to the New Mexico Supreme Court, had to shell over $7,000+ to a lesbian couple because she refused to photograph their wedding.
The lines said, hey, between private business and government control are blurring.
So that's for real. That happened. But let me tell you what's happening in Lubbock, Texas, the city where I was born.
Let's hear.
I was born in Lubbock.
I know where that is.
My parents are Texas Tech alum peoples.
All right.
My dad went to Tech. Texas Tech student this week fought for his religious freedom.
Yeah.
Much like the photographer who said, hey, I'm a Christian. I can't take part in this lesbian wedding. If that's what you want to do, go for it, but I can't photograph it because of my religious beliefs mm-hmm. and because of her religious freedoms. And yet the state said, no. Here's lots of money fine that you have to pay because, no, you can't do that.
Because
however,
it's discrimination was the thing, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
A Texas Tech student fought for his religious freedom and won this week, which I guess is something to be happy about because that means good. It's still alive. It still exists, religious freedom.
Yes.
What is his religion, you may ask?
What is it?
Why his religious freedom in Pastafarian.
Pastafarian?
Pastafarian, that's right.
Pastafarianism!
He's a Pastafarian, much like Mario, Luigi.
Oh.
He says he practices this religion, Pastafarian.
Okay, just to be clear, before we get any ridiculous emails, it is unofficially confirmed that Mario and Luigi are Pastafarians. We reached out to their reps, and they had no comment, so just to clarify things. All right, go ahead, Steve.
What is a Pastafarian? I know that was your next question.
Sure.
Pastafarian church, they pray to the flying spaghetti monster.
Oh, gotcha.
To advocate for greater separation of church and state. Well, this Texas Tech student, he was allowed to wear a pasta strainer on his head for an official state ID.
Nice.
Eddie Castillo convinced the Department of Public Safety he should be allowed to don the kitchenware based on his religious freedom to worship the flying spaghetti monster.
Yes.
Members of the tongue-in-cheek Pastafarian church, they pray to the flying spaghetti monster. And really, it's more to advocate for greater separation of church and state. But dude got away with it this week and wore a spaghetti strainer on his head for his driver's license photo.
Okay, you know Pastafarianism is actually, it's like a satire of creationism.
Right.
Yeah.
So what I'm saying is the Christian who fought for her religious freedom was denied by the New Mexico Supreme Court. However,
yeah,
the Pastafarian dude who wanted to wear a spaghetti strainer on his head
was allowed,
even though it was outlandishly ridiculous because, I don't know, equal religious freedom? I'm just saying. In other news,
there it is.
New Music Tuesday is coming up.
It's important to let people know about that.
I gotta lie down.
You are tired.
Coming up in 20 minutes, New Music Tuesday on Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now!
Static.
That show is the broadcast equivalent of being punched in the face.
Team Awesome Morning Party. Good morning. On Static Radio.
Good morning. 7:45 Mountain Standard Time. Happy Tuesday, everybody. Team Awesome Morning Party. We are T-minus 15 minutes away from New Music Tuesday. I know you're excited. We got four tracks from local artists in the Albuquerque area. Actually, one from Roswell. One from Kansas City. Guess it helps to pre-read these things. We'll be premiering those as well as a lot of new singles. I want everybody to get involved here. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. We've been getting a lot of email requests for one band in particular that we actually don't play on Static, but they posted it on their Facebook page. So because of that, we've been inundated with requests for one song in particular. We will play it. We will let you guys vote on it, decide whether or not it should stick around in the Static rotation. And we'll do that coming back. Want to remind you guys, coming up September 22nd, City Harmonic, they're going to be playing live at the Lobo Theater. That'd be downtown area, Knob Hill. Good stuff. Tickets are on sale right now, mystaticradio.com for details on that. Quick break, coming back. New Music Tuesday, Team Awesome Morning Party, Static.
This is 88.3 FM, KLYT, Albuquerque.
Time for
New Music Tuesday.
You need to listen to this.
Oh, yeah. It's time.
Good morning, New Music Tuesday.
Local artists, this is your shot, bruh.
It's all you got, man.
Did you just stuff a big old piece of muffin in your mouth?
It's blueberry muffin.
Knowing we were going on, you shoved a big old piece of blueberry muffin
I
in your mouth.
I felt like the people needed to know what I was going through.
Ah, yes. Well, that's usually what happens on New Music Tuesday. We got a lot of great submissions from artists. Today, no different. We got five different submissions from like local artists.
That's pretty awesome.
Local being local to your area. One from Albuquerque, one from Kansas City, one from Roswell, New Mexico, another one from Albuquerque.
Yeah.
And one from wherever this band is from. No clue.
Who is it?
That one. I don't know.
Oh, they're from Wyoming.
Oh, Wyoming. Okay, good. Good job, you. And then, of course, we'll get to the, you know, the big things. The big things of the day. But we wanted to start out with some locals rule. If you would like to submit your music to Static Radio, it's easy. MyStaticRadio.com, there's a locals rule section. Get in there. Get to it. We will we'll play it. No matter what. As is evidenced by this morning. The band name is that Wildwood?
I believe it is.
Okay. The bio says, in May 2011, Meredith Wilder, Greg Williams, and Alex McMahon joined to create the band Wildwood. All three of them have been involved in music from a young age, but only after meeting each other did they have a true sense of direction. Now, living in Albuquerque, New Mexico, Wildwood has plans to record and tour the Southwest. So, without further ado, the Static premiere of a local artist, Wildwood. The song is called Spinning.
Spanning.
Which is what we're going to be doing right now, spinning their track. Huh? You can vote on it. Yes, no, dig, bury. That's how we do around here. Tell us what you think. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. It is Wildwood. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Right now.
Static. So there you go. Wildwood is the band. Song's called Spinning.
Spinning.
They're from Faith Lutheran here in Albuquerque. Local artist. Tell them what you think. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
Yeah.
Got a lot of locals to get to this morning.
Locals rule.
Okay. Moving on.
Steve says not for Static, but okay. He digs it.
All right.
TJ said, Matt Damon. Bill is asleep.
Oh, man.
And then TJ followed that up with right. A berry.
Okay. Well, there you go. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. You can get your suggestions in. I agree. It's not morning drive music. You know. Static!
What up, dudes?
Hey, Shane.
I think there's definitely a mood and a place for that.
There you go.
Just not necessarily in the morning on Static. But yeah, dude, they're clearly very talented.
All right. Thank you so much for your constructive criticism.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
There you go.
Absolutely, gentlemen. All carry right. On smartly.
All right. Bye. Love you, buddy. Shane. All right.
Shane,
moving on.
Shane.
Kevin Douglas Hammer.
Whoa, Hammer.
He's from the First Baptist Church of Shawnee.
Shawnee.
He's from Kansas City. Going to Kansas City.
Let there be life.
Kansas City, here I come. Let There Be Life. Name of the song by Kevin Douglas Hammer. Submitted to us through Locals Rule. If you would like to submit your music, you can. MyStaticRadio.com/Locals Rule. Get there, check it out, and give us your MP3s like these lovely people did. Kevin Douglas Hammer, the song is Let There Be Life. Dig it, bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Tell us what you think. Are you ready?
Yes.
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
What was once to be will be once again. What was made to fail, he will amend. What was sown in grief will be raised to life. Every evil deed will be made right. So let there be joy.
I believe they brought laughter and joy to our hearts this morning.
Let there be mercy.
Douglas Hammer,
that is indescribably good. We're gonna add that just so all you people will be upset.
Why would anybody be? I can't breathe.
Man, that has so much feedback.
I can't breathe.
How many genres did that person cover in one song? There were pinch harmonics. There was like. An arpeggiator or something in there. The synth was going nuts. It was Easter pageant, but it was also the deepest, darkest times of your life. And he's saying, "Let there be light. Come on in here. Help me out." He's singing high. He's singing low. The drums were from a computer. Why would we ever not want to play that?
I'm sorry. I'm not laughing at this song.
You are laughing at this song. Kevin Douglas Hammer just dropped the hammer on us. Somebody's calling.
Dude.
Maybe that's Kevin. Answer the phone. Answer the phone!
Man, I can't breathe. My stomach is killing
Static
me.
Static radio.
Good morning.
Yeah, that sounded like he came out of a Ratatouille soundtrack.
Dude, that was real life. Oh.
That was real life in 3D.
That was.
You just heard a 3D song.
Oh, my phone blew up.
I know. The Facebook is swamped right now.
So Celeste said this song is actually making her morning. We have to play it again.
Who said that?
Celeste, she really wants us to play it.
We should play that at the end. We're going to play that at the end of the show if we remember.
Eric in Seattle says, "You kidding me on this one?"
No, we're not kidding you.
He did the whole production on his keyboard, and it was fantastic.
Let there be light.
That was my favorite. This is why we don't pre-listen to songs, mostly.
There's too much comedy in the spontaneous moment.
Yeah, that was quite brilliant. I would like to thank
I can't even...
Him.
Okay, so many people have commented on Facebook. Seriously, it's like they all said, "This is my time to comment on the Facebook.
Yeah,
this is me."
Kevin Douglas Hammer from Kansas City First Baptist Church of Shawnee, Let There Be Life. I'm not joking, that was probably my favorite new Music Tuesday local submission of all time.
It's not better than Coon. Oh, but it is a local.
That's true.
Hey, if you were watching the webcam, you would have seen my interpretive movement.
Ah, yes.
Totally spirit-led. You would have seen it on the web camera.
Our buddy Jeb says that was Erasure meets Dragon Force.
Dragon. Wow! Whee! Man.
Thank you so much.
Travo, you're killing me, Smalls. Barry, you misspelled Barry.
Oh, man.
There's only one R.
In Barry.
Probably just an accident. Fat fingers there, but, you know, just one R. Some guys back in the 90s. Steve says, "Let there be loving kindness," and gently say, "Barry."
Okay.
Bill wants to know where his leg warmers are. They're in the closet behind the dirty clothes, Bill. You leave them there every time.
Whew.
Somebody loved my dancing, of course. That's a given. You don't even have to comment about it.
I don't need to work out today. My stomach, my abs are amazing.
You got a solid
ab.
Steve-O has like a 10-pack right now. Because that...
That was classic.
Was incredible.
I kid you not, that could be one of my favorite submissions we've ever received.
Thebe said, didn't one of you mention they wanted someone to start ripping off Carmen yesterday?
Yeah.
And I believe that was Steve-O.
Man.
And I'm just going to say,
I agree with what Carl said.
Careful what you wish for.
Opening song to a children's adventure cartoon.
I want to be the very best.
That was amazing.
That was. I think there are more comments that are loading.
We have so much music to get to.
Presently. This is why I told you yesterday, it's like, I really feel like we're not going to need a ton of new music. Because we talk so much between the songs. You're like, no, man, we need like
20. No, we need like 20.
We need 24 songs. 24 songs? Gregory said, bros? ... question mark, bros? Hey. Oh, Brian says it really goes well with his a bread, crumb, and fish shirt.
Oh.
Yes, it does.
Clopez, I love you so much.
Oh, man.
Yes!
That was just stunningly brilliant.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. If you are not involved in this conversation, you need to be.
For you Will Ferrell fans out there, that was scrumtralescent.
It was quite... I'm sad we didn't save that for the end, because we're moving on.
The Lollipop Guild meets Christmas elves at the North Pole.
I like that.
They eat a sandwich and then ride an Easter pageant. And that's what happened.
Incredible stuff. Oh, man. All right, here we go.
Wow.
Jamar.
Hang on. I got to get back to the front page. Seriously, so many people commented on. I haven't even read them all. They keep happening. Okay, that's great. We're going to play that song again.
We'll bring it back, I promise.
We're going to wait.
I promise.
That should be Celeste's theme song.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Let them be the...
Welcome to Afternoons with Celeste. My head is red.
It was my favorite.
We have a phone call.
Oh, man. Static.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Fantastic. How you doing?
Much better now than I was before that.
Yep.
I just have a question.
Yeah.
I just want to know, how is it that you expect us listeners to give you positive feedback when you play stuff like that?
We'll keep it going. We got good stuff to get to.
Here's the thing. You can't tell me.
Because we could so be mean.
Yeah, this is true.
We're testing
on you.
We're testing you guys.
We really are.
You're tempting us.
Sorry, we apologize, sort of.
I'm just saying.
Not really. We're kind of apologizing for that. Now, here's the thing, though. Through Locals Rule, we've actually found some pretty great bands.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, it's like any record label who allows bands to submit anything. So we'll play anything.
Yeah.
And it's great, but it's so hard to be a little positive. I'm just saying. Yeah.
Okay. Now, you can't tell me a smile didn't just
emanate
up across your face when that song.
No, that was that made your morning.
You
and
think
you
about
know
that
it.
Moment you just lived in and tell
and
me that's not positive.
He provided that for
you. Okay, well, we need you to play it again at the end of the show for sure.
Oh, I'm sure we will.
See?
I'm sure we will. There you go. 505-338-3700. Sorry if we're causing you guys to stumble.
What?
Because, you know, they want to say things about other artistic abilities or lack thereof.
Well, we need to learn how to communicate our feelings.
There you go. In a positive
way.
We're helping you.
In a kind way.
I revoke that apology that I just made because it was insincere. And you're right. We're helping people to use their words better.
That's right.
Clearly.
Words such as Barry with two R's.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. This next artist hails from Roswell. Lives in Albuquerque now. He says, I was an R&B singer turned by the Holy Spirit. My testimony will take a while. Had a huge bus tour, money, fame, but I was empty inside. I called a friend who was close to me in the church, and I told him I felt empty inside. He took me to a pastor's house. Been on fire ever since. This song is called Searching by Jamar. Dig it or bury it, Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
She lost all the babies. And her family didn't have her back. She does what she can to try to make ends meet.
You turn it down.
What?
Turn it down.
Why?
No, we're not going to play a song that says they didn't have her back. Turn that down. Turn it down. Take it off. Take this off of the air.
Mateo, but...
She lost her babies and her family didn't have her back?
Those were genuine lyrics.
The guitar sounded genuinely out of tune.
Facebook.com/mystaticradio if you would
I think
like
I'm
to.
Just, I'm a little upset because the song we played before that was just incredible.
Paul in Houston says, about time someone slow jammed the Bible.
Slow jam the Bible. We got that slow jam gospel coming at you right here in the 8 o'clock hour. Keep it locked and loaded here on Static Radio for all your slow jam gospel
Stop
needs.
Stop it.
Why? You can't hold me down. Don't you have my back?
I got your back. I always have your back, even when you lose your babies, all of them.
I think I did. No, here they are. They're over here. I put them behind the computer. They're by Bill's leg warmers over there.
Full circle! It is New Music Tuesday. If you would like to get some music on Static Radio, submit it. We'll play it.
Yeah.
Obviously, no matter what.
It's a totally positive experience when you throw yourself out there and make yourself as vulnerable as possible. TJ said Mitch is swooning somewhere. You're right. She's out there swooning right now.
Yep.
LFO and Brian not yet a baby. No, he said they lost the babies in the song. You're not listening.
You're not listening.
Clearly not listening. Oh, here we go. Travo, he's back. He said, I'm searching for the right word. Mary.
Yeah.
I get it, buddy. Yeah. We got you. Steven said, are you trying to lose listeners?
And that's why for me it's like, man, we got to go back on, because what if this was the moment where somebody decided to listen for the very first time and didn't know that we play local
You can't
stuff.
Tell me. No, stop. You can't tell me somebody would tune in and say, what is this? And turn it all the way up. And they would keep listening. Then they'd be like, aw, they were making fun of him.
I was not making fun of him.
Sarcasm is the American language.
Yeah.
They would keep it locked and loaded here on Static Radio.
Facebook.com/mystaticradio if you would like to friend us.
Caleb,
enjoy some of this comments.
Has a great idea. He says we should just play Lionel Richie and say it's Jamie.
Oh, say you, say Steve, say it Mateo. That's the way.
Now, what if they're tuning in right now? It's like, what is this?
I don't know the words.
Yeah. See, if they're tuning in right now, they're saying those are idiots. I'm not listening to this. This is beneath me. I'm not listening to this.
Facebook.com/mystaticradio. We got another local submission. This one coming from Albuquerque.
All right.
Home church right here on this campus.
What do you know?
Calvary ABQ. The band is called The Advance. Song is called The Great War. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/mystaticradio. Tell us what you think. It's like the intro to The Walking Dead. No, it's not.
No, it's feels more like a Homeland or something. Like, oh, there's little hope.
There you go.
There you go.
The Great Advance. War. Here, let's go. Let's flip it. Ready? The Great War.
No, I'm not good at flipping.
The Advance.
Advance.
Man, it's The Advance.
Record Advance.
Can I just take this moment to point out 9 a.m. every single Sunday morning, we have pretty much the single greatest hour of worship music with Celeste. She does afternoons, weekdays 2 to 6, and she rocks an incredible worship show on Sunday mornings. You will definitely hear that song
Let's
again.
Let's do the Dude. Advance thing again.
Okay. That song by The Advance.
John Stamos.
Oh, no!
I'm sorry. My mind was taken from me.
That's okay.
Temporarily.
That's all right.
It has returned.
Tell us what you think. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/mystaticradio. People digging it?
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, great reaction so far.
It's a great song, man.
Although Bill says he really wants to go back to Hammer Time.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, you will definitely hear that song featured in the prelude.
Yeah. Hammer Time or The Advance?
Both.
Oh, okay. Probably. I mean, let's be honest.
Oh, what did you say, audience?
Greater.
What did you say?
I'm pretty sure we're going to keep this.
Meeting the demands of our audience every day. Team Awesome Morning Party on Static Radio.
Losing the void and the darkness. Wind of creation is blowing. Moving up from the bottom.
Yeah! Hammer Time!
Heavens and
oh, it just gets you in a great mood.
I feel so good right now.
Oh, man. Kevin Douglas Hammer, you have done a service to America that we will never be able to repay you for.
Nope. See, he said let there be laughter.
Yeah.
That's what he wanted. gosh, everybody, get off my back.
Oh, hold on.
Amazing.
You cannot deny a pinch harmonic in an Easter pageant song.
It's incredible. So, the advance. Wait, the Great War.
Take this down and then say
sorry.
That.
All right, okay, cool. The advance. The Great War. Glad you guys like it. Make sure you check out the Prelude every single Sunday morning, 9 a.m., as we gear up for Pastor Skip Heitzig's teaching right here on Static Radio.
How are we supposed... What are we going to do? We can't continue.
Here's the thing. People, we got a phone call from a dude who was like, man, I feel bad. You guys are... I feel like you're setting us up. Here is a time where
we're setting
are not.
You up.
Here's a time where we're not. Because there's a band that released a new single. They're called Foreverlin.
Mm-hmm.
Not Summerlin. We play Summerlin.
Not Amberlin.
We also play Amberlin. This band is called Foreverlin.
But I will say I was wrong. They do not sound like Amberlin.
No. If we had a band, what word could we mash up with Lin and make it cool?
Neverlin.
Neverlin. Neverlin?
Lemonlin.
Lemonlin.
No, wait. It's got to be...
it's almost like lemon lime?
It's got to be New Mexico themed. Green Chilean.
Green Chililin.
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 Because we're Chililin.
I thought we...
like Villalins.
We lost all our Chililins earlier. We must have found them.
I'm telling you, man. That's our new band name.
Okay.
Copyrighted, taken.
Chililin.
Chililin.
Coming at you. Spring 2014.
Chililin.
Keep your ears open and your eyes shut.
You know what I'm saying, Lilin?
Wait.
Wait. Yeah.
No, don't keep your eyes shut. You'll run into things. Probably fall down.
The band is called Foreverlin, and they posted this song and asked their fans to request it on the top radio stations. And guess who was number one on that list that they sent out?
Yeah, it actually said Static Radio.
Static Radio. We were first on that list. So we have been inundated.
Granted, it was a small list.
We're still on top of the list. That was pretty cool.
We're on top of the list. Hey!
So here's the thing. We were on top of their list. They want us to play their song. We have been inundated with requests by listeners to play this song. So we want to know what you think. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. The song is called Long Lost. The band is Foreverlin.
Foreverlin.
Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Give us your honest feedback on it. And we'll make sure we pass that along to the band. Are you ready?
It's already happening.
Team Awesome Morty Party.
Right now.
Foreverlin.
Long lost.
There you go. We got that now.
I tried.
That's good. I mean, that we got that. That's what I was referencing. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. What do we got?
Is anybody else getting a Cutlass vibe off of that?
Hey, there's some good dudes in Cutlass.
I know. I'm just saying. I'm no insinuation or whatever. I'm just saying I got a Cutlass vibe.
All right.
They had a song called Sea of Faces or something.
Yeah.
I don't know.
James Mead?
Yeah.
One of the nicest dudes in the universe.
He's so awesome.
Yeah.
He's funny, too.
I don't even know if Lucky Luke's still in the band. Is Lucky Luke still in the band? I know Hefe's not.
Dude.
But come on.
Dave Lux is such a good bass player.
I know.
For real. I am no sarcasm. He is a great bass player.
I know he's not.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, and Nick. Nick is awesome.
Of course.
Yeah.
And
there's an awkward silence in here.
And John Micah is actually really, really kind. I just figure since we just named every single other person.
Dave had one of the worst interactions with John Micah ever.
No!
Yes.
It was
it was like way back when.
I don't want to hear it.
And it was just... and we were like, really?
Switching gears.
No. We have feedback on that.
Okay, fine.
All right, Bill says, "Could you please play something that is a ripoff of Mumford, Ed Sharp, Imagine Dragons, Passion Pit, or U2? Thank you."
Yes, we will. Let's just move on,
hey,
shall we?
I will say this: the guitars sounded really good.
Yeah, the production's great.
Production was awesome.
It's not. I don't think it's necessarily Static Radio, though. I'm just. I don't think.
Somebody suggested it for the prelude to the prelude.
Speaking of the prelude, a band that I was really excited to play because I heard it on the prelude.
Yeah.
Because I listened to the prelude every Sunday morning at 9 a.m.
does it sound?
They are part of Come and Live, that record label Chad Johnson has that's pretty incredible stuff that you can download all of their music for free.
Yeah, lots of good bands.
They offer it all up for free. It's great worship stuff. But wanted to see what you guys thought about this one. The band is called Love Light.
I gotta write this in.
Which has played on the Prelude before. Very, very cool. Celeste finds all the good stuff.
What's up with that?
I don't know. But here it is. Without further ado. The band is Love Light. Heart Starts Beating. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Team Awesome Morning Party.
Wow.
Love Light. Heart Starts Beating.
Hey.
Static Radio, good morning.
I don't
have
my headphones on yet.
That's okay. It is New Music Tuesday. Playing a lot of brand new stuff. Tell us what you think. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. That's pretty good, man.
Yeah, that was good. And this next song is by a band called We Are Voices.
Yeah, we play these guys.
What's the song we play by them?
Fighting Fires.
Fighting Fires.
Yes.
So we were like, man, that song's been here for a while. Let's go find another song from these guys. And we landed on this one. It's called End.
Yeah.
Let us know if you like it or if you don't. Don't just click like on Facebook. Write Dig or Bury. It's going to take a few more seconds. You can do it. Right here on Static Radio.
We Are Voices. The song's called End. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
I like that song.
Good find, you.
I like it.
Good job. Good job, good find.
Doesn't mean that people are going to like it. I have learned that.
What do we got so far?
So far, people dig it. DJ says that the highlight for him was ripping one during the song. And now he feels better. TJ, I guess you wanted me to read that out loud, and I did. So there you are. There it is.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Tell us what you think about all the new music. Now, Jeff Schneewees, frontman of Number One Gun.
Yes.
Working on a brand new Number One Gun record. I cannot wait to hear something from it.
Yeah, me too.
But in the meantime, he's got a worship EP that's been pretty incredible. That we've been playing the tar out of, the first single from. And got a new song from him. The song is called Closer. It's Jeff Schneewees. Dig it. Bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Right now.
Static. Song is Closer by Jefe Schneewees.
Jefe Schneewees.
I mean, why not?
We're not sure how to pronounce his
Number
last
one
name.
Gun front man, and I cannot wait for that record to be finished. In the meantime, what do we got on this?
Total Digs.
All right.
It's like we're a cemetery over here. A good one.
Why?
I don't know.
But
I,
if you were Total
there's
Berries,
not a good, there's not a good cemetery.
You'd be a cemetery as well, because you're burying.
Yeah. Well, what would you... We're a garden. It's like a garden over here.
Okay, because we're
and
digging...
And then when it's bad, it's a cemetery.
Okay.
That's what we'll say.
But why would you want to dig up a garden? You want it to grow and leave it alone.
Look,
you
on don't this
want
next to... one, instead of putting dig or bury, I'm going to write garden or cemetery.
No, it doesn't make sense.
Yes, it does.
Because garden springs forth life and
yes.
Cemeteries... Okay.
Yeah, get it. Get it right or pay the price, Steve-O.
It is New Music Tuesday. This next artist we play a single from called Ladder. He's releasing a brand new record. It's the title track to his new CD, Pieces.
Yeesh.
Andrew Bell, tell us what you think. Dig or bury, Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
Garden or cemetery?
Morning party, my bad.
Now.
Garden or cemetery?
Garden or cemetery? Team Awesome Morning Party, now.
Static. Andrew Bell. Song called Pieces. Dig it or bury it. I mean, garden or cemetery it. Whatever.
I got a couple gardens over here.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. So if we get more gardens, Paul in Houston says, does that make us garden gnomes or crypt keepers? Hey!
Yes, gnomes.
Gnomes for sure?
Gnomes. And
I don't know about that. Oh!
It makes TJ a crypt keeper.
Yeah?
Because he likes fart jokes on the radio.
What do we got?
Garden. Sounds like something is in his mouth. I roadkill this one. Just going to hit it and leave. No need to take further action. That was the Crypt Keeper.
Okay.
Garden. Garden. Garden.
Garden. All right.
We got an organic garden over here. Grass-fed. No Monsanto seeds used in this garden.
Wow.
I've seen Food Inc. I admitted it over the radio. I enjoyed it.
It's New Music Tuesday. We have one final song to get to, and really happy to premiere this one. The band is called Twin Forks. You may recognize the voice. I'm not going to say who it is until after we play the song.
Yeah, you might recognize a couple of the voices if you're careful.
Couple members of this band you may know. The band is called Twin Forks, Scraping Up the Pieces. So Andrew Bell left us with pieces, and then now Twin Forks is scraping them up.
Somebody has to.
I mean, why not? Let it be Twin Forks.
Yes.
They're useful utensils.
Yes.
So they're scraping up them pieces.
If the pieces are eggshells, you should put them in the garden because the calcium is good for the plants. Think about it.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
Chrissy taught me that.
Gardener Cemetery. It's Team Awesome Morning Party. Twin Forks, Scraping Up the Pieces. Dig it or bury it.
I really enjoy that song.
Me too. That would be Chris Carrabba.
Yes.
Frontman of Dashboard Confessional.
Oh,
and
it's the girl from... I just forgot the narrative. The girl Susie something from the narrative.
There you go. Dig it or bury it, Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Tell us what you think. Booyah.
Booyah. Hey, booyah. We got a yeehaw. I'll let you guess who that's from.
TJ.
The Crypt Keeper. And then we got somebody that says, you can put those pieces in my garden.
Oh, whoa.
Jesse said that. He didn't. Whoa. No, he's just talking about, he's referencing the song.
Oh, okay.
Come on, man.
Okay.
Scraping up the pieces.
Oh, the eggshells.
Oh,
okay.
Gosh.
It's coming back around. I'm sorry.
It's all coming back to him now. Why don't we play that song?
It's all coming back. It's all coming back to me now. Because we're good radio station.
There were moments of gold and there were flashes of light. There were things I'd never do again, but then it always seemed right.
I get it. I see why we won.
That's it for New Music Tuesday. We got to take a quick break coming up. Mitch joining the party of Team Awesome.
Man, I'm happy about that. I just clicked the wrong link on the internet.
I'm like, dude!
I went to the email. Here we go. I'm trying to update this thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bill says he's dancing around me pot of gold.
Wow.
Say that in your Irish. Say,
dancing around me pot of gold.
Trivia Thursday.
Oh, Trivia Thursday. You can catch it every Thursday. Right here on Static Radio. Dancing around me pot of gold.
That's pretty good.
Picking up the pieces. Forks.
Did you go home and just watch?
I ate a lot of Lucky Charms when I was a kid.
You created a loop of Lucky Charms
commercials. I really did. I pretty much did. And I saw Leprechaun with Jennifer Aniston and Warwick Davis.
Who y'all here seen Leprechaun say yeah? Yeah!
No!
Yeah, dude.
Movie was terrible!
No, I'm talking about the YouTube phenomenon, The Leprechaun in Mobile, Alabama.
Oh, I've never seen that.
What? Okay, I know what we're doing during this break. We have to go because it's important that he sees that. Team Awesome Morning Party now, Static Radio. We'll be back. Who are y'all seeing traffic in Albuquerque? Say yeah! I showed him the video. There are serious things to deal with traffic.
Okay. No leprechauns and trees, I'm assuming.
No leprechauns. There's a lot of green, but there are a couple of little orange diamonds, which means problems. There's an accident at I-40 West in Wyoming at exit 164. That accident occurred at 751 a little bit ago. There is also, oh snap, traffic lights aren't working correctly at Unser and Leon Boulevard. Lion,
that's crazy.
At Paradise Boulevard.
Lion Boulevard.
That's not how you say it.
It might.
Oh, you're tricking me.
Maybe Leon. Maybe Lion.
Leon! But yeah, mostly it's leprechaun green around here, man, and that's a good thing. You guys be careful out there, and that's your traffic brought to you by
Solomon's Porch!
4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvary campus. Phone number 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. All right, everybody.
You feeling all right?
You kind of sound like your nose is like.
You kind of sound like you're about to throw up.
I got punched in the nose earlier. And,
I got punched in the nose by a leprechaun.
I just miss old school radio where everybody talked like this, and I want to bring it back for you. So the 9 o'clock hour, I'm going to talk like this the whole time.
I love it.
I mean, awesome. Please don't do that. Does it hurt?
It kind of.
Are you gagging yourself?
Everybody listening, let's give Mitch a collective clap and welcome. Welcome to the show, Mitch.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here with us this morning. Maybe it will start smelling better in this room.
Whoa. Maybe if you, sir.
Don't put this on me.
This isn't on me.
Mateo.
Yeah.
I know it's you.
I feel like I've done a pretty good job this morning keeping it cleanly in here.
Well, I know this, that now that I've been limited on the amount of cologne I can wear, courtesy of the new dress code.
I only put on 2 sprays rather than my normal 3 sprays this morning.
Mm. That's good.
2.
It's in the dress code.
I know, I read it.
You gotta be careful. Some people are allergic.
Updated dress code. And,
Did I pass the test?
Yeah, you did.
Dress like
I don't
a
know.
Nun.
You're gonna have to ask another lady in the office. Those pants look a little painted on.
No, they're not. They have wrinkles.
But you know what? She redid her hair and it looks great.
See? That was the whole point. Maybe I was like, maybe if I redo my hair, it'll distract from my clothes.
Yep.
Impossible. And it's a rich teal.
Thank you. Thank you.
I did ask
color.
Yesterday if there was a per diem for the new dress code because we're all out of dress code.
Yeah. I can't make that dress code for another month.
We're not all out of dress code.
That's right. Mateo.
I feel like that shirt is only for casual Friday, actually.
Yeah, that t-shirt's got a few holes in it.
You are out of dress code.
This is my holy shirt. Thank you.
Yeah.
Anyway.
We can't talk about this.
No, we can't.
Why
it's over.
Not?
We gotta move on.
Do you want to keep your job?
Oh, I don't care.
Do you remember your freshman year of college? How wonderful was your freshman year of college?
Oh, man. Seriously?
I love it.
Let me tell you, this is what set up my freshman year. You ready for this?
Yeah.
I go in to orientation.
Okay.
Walking around, doing my thing. It's cool. I'm there by myself. I look over, and there's a dude sitting there.
Oh, yeah. Wait.
Hang on. Let me finish. You know where it's going. Steve-O, it's not like your high school. This is my college experience. I look over, and there's this dude that looks completely and utterly lost. Bald, shaved head, orange t-shirt. And he looks over me. He looked at me, and he was one of the most stressed people I've ever seen in my life. So then we're both kind of dressed the same. We both got on, like, Dickies shorts, you know.
Wow, those days,
We look like pop punk kids.
Yeah.
We do.
Do you have a long chain?
We're rocking. I did not have a chain.
Well, I'm just saying.
Yes, we look like we were in Blink 182. So, dude looks over at me and he goes, "Hey, look, I know this is weird, but if you would help me figure out my schedule, I would follow you around like a dog."
It was Christian Slater. You found Christian Slater.
It was Dave Stovall.
Yeah!
Oh! And that was the first time I was like, "Scoot your desk over here, buddy. We'll figure it out." Unending friendship started then.
First day of college. Wow.
That set up my whole year. And the rest of my life, you know, even into these days.
Yeah, we got a lot of listeners in college. Started college this year. Got a lot of phone calls.
Mm-hmm.
So we found a list from BuzzFeed. Has the 10 most important moments of your freshman year.
Okay.
Obviously, that had to be number one on your list, right?
My number one was the moment I discovered Sudoku because it made me not last the entire freshman year of college.
Wow.
I failed out of college. I failed my first semester of college because I was like,
you failed all the 101 classes? Who does that?
They weren't all 101 classes.
Somebody who loves Sudoku does that.
Yeah. I was like,
actually,
this 3 has to go here. I'm sure the 3 goes here.
You should have been better than that.
Maybe that's why the Mandarin invented it.
Okay.
Mandarin.
I'm following you.
Yeah.
Which ring was this?
Michelle.
Which ring was this?
The 4th ring of the Mandarin.
Okay.
What are you talking about?
Known as Sudoku. Invented for Americans to become forgetful.
As a distraction?
You think it's sharpening your mind, but really it's dulling your senses.
And Mitch is the best example of that we have.
Dropped out of college because of the Mandarin.
Now she's walking around, out of dress code, she's got green stripes in her hair!
I don't even know what the world is coming to.
And if the Daily Lobo wouldn't have put Sudoku in the paper every single day, I would have passed college. And then you know what happens? Happened when I stopped going to college?
What happened?
I got a book of Sudoku.
Oh, okay. So, flunking out of college is somebody else's fault. I get it.
Yeah. I'm convinced Sudoku is Oriental for stupid Americans.
Really?
Yep, pretty much.
That would be... Well, what if you're really good at them?
What is this like, whole...
No matter what, they give you the one star to make you feel like you're good at them. You're like, boom, nailed it!
You know who's who loves to play Sudoku?
They give you the 5-star hard ones and just put numbers wherever. And they're like,
you know who loves to play Sudoku and is really good at it?
Hmm.
My sweet little mom that prays for you every day.
Oh.
Yeah, she's praying for you right now. Probably that lightning would strike you because you are insulting her. It's okay if you insult Mitch. I'm cool with that. I'm right here. I'm with
my
you.
My mom plays Sudoku as well.
Well, then why are we talking about our moms?
Paul in Houston says Sudoku is Amish Tetris. And what has now been coined the phrase of the day.
Wow. You win, Paul.
Sudoku is Amish Tetris.
Today's internet award goes to Paul from Houston. You win the whole internet.
Amish Tetris.
Copyright Trey Hill, 2012.
Man.
How'd you fail out of college, Steve-O?
Okay, what are you talking about?
That's a leading
How
question.
How do you know? What do you mean?
That's leading.
How do you know I failed out of college twice?
Objection!
You don't know that I failed out of college twice.
Did you go to college?
Totally did.
Did you fail out?
Okay. So
Wait, pause.
Telling me I'm the only one in this room with any type of degree.
Actually, that's not true. I put some on this morning before work. Hey!
I see what you did
that's
there.
That's not the rim shot.
All right.
Dang.
Internet and New Mexico. We just learned that the kid from Mississippi is more educated than anyone else in this room right now.
Whatever. Whatever. I got life from the street.
Yeah.
Yo.
You guys are making my point.
Breaking Bad was made here.
You are furthering my point.
All you're doing...
Not there.
Hey, Michelle, stop talking.
Keep
you're
going,
really
Mitch.
Just destroying our
making
cred
it awesome.
Here, yo.
English 101 was pointless. Can I just say that? We were guinea pigs.
I already speak it fluently. I don't know why they made me take English 101.
Tell me when are you going to need to solve for R? When?
Huh?
Hey, Mitch.
Math, Steve-O.
Mitch. Let me tell you something.
Or for N. Or for X.
What if we have a playlist titled R? How will you solve it, Mitch?
Which we do now.
Be able to, Mitch.
I'm just saying.
I will.
Yeah, you're the only one that graduated college.
Well, and I only have an associate's degree. I don't even have a bachelor's.
Yeah. That's it?
So this whole time I've been walking around thinking, I'm the dumb one. And now I know. No, I am a king to you people.
Yeah.
Which is why I have
this staff.
This Green Lantern staff.
Yeah, pretty much.
If you are watching on the web camera, this I found somewhere here. And now I'm holding it. It has pictures of Green Lantern on it.
Wow.
Kyle Rayner Green Lantern, no less.
So your freshman year of college was fantastic.
Good job, you.
Mine
nostalgia.
Was. Gosh, actually, all of my years at college were awesome. It was like some kind of awesome camp interrupted by classes every once in a while. Listen to this. This is how crazy it was. The female dorm mom loved me and Dave so much. She would let us come into her office and Dave would play his guitar over the speaker that went to every dorm. And we'd be like, single ladies.
No,
and he would be
would
playing
not.
A song. We'd be like, come down to the lobby if you want to hear a song and if you'd possibly like to go on a date.
Stop it right now.
I'm not kidding. It sounds like a movie, but we did that.
That's pretty awesome.
Yes, it was. And there were people at my college that were out at 3 o'clock in the morning fighting with lightsabers. Glow-in-the-dark lightsabers.
You're ruining everything. You're ruining it.
It was awesome. We would just watch these people, and they would be like...
In college?
At my college, there were people out at 3 o'clock in the morning fighting.
Yep. There was a guy named Terry Thibodeau that walked around with a bow staff.
That's a cool last name.
I'm not kidding.
He was obviously Donatello.
Man, we had... I don't know what happened. It was like the Lord just let heaven integrate into earth at that point, and
wow.
We lived in it, and then it went away.
And now
we
you're
had
here.
So much fun.
What?
Nothing.
Mitch,
Yeah?
You make me crazy in the morning.
Yeah?
I leave and I'm transforming.
To what?
To the eyes of the Georgia sun.
Wow. That was a Reliant K lyric.
Team Awesome Morning Party, welcome to it. I'm excited. We're gearing up for the state fair.
Oh, my gosh.
Don't forget.
Snap.
September 11th through the 20th, we'll be out there broadcasting live, hanging out, Team Awesome Morning Party style.
I will be at the state fair. I expect people to buy me treats, bring me things, something that I like.
Have you ever experienced the New Mexico State Fair?
No.
Expo New Mexico?
Expo New Mexico.
You haven't ever been to the Manuel Lujan building?
Let me see. No.
Yeah. Oh, you are in for a treat.
Yeah, you don't even know what is about to happen.
You don't
epic.
There are tigers there as well.
Proportions, they're epic.
Stop. Tigers?
Yeah, dude. And it's kind of scary because they're usually housed very close to us. Mm. So you're looking over there like, man, I don't know about those bars.
And then you get a little bit closer and you're like, is that duct tape?
Dude, right,
you look over there and you're
not
like,
not joking.
I will speak to those jungle cats.
That happened to us regularly last year where me and Mitch were legitimately terrified because there were really bars that were almost like duct taped together.
Uh-huh.
And there were giant tigers
inside
that could, the three of us could fit inside one of these things. It's the biggest tiger you'll ever see.
It's like they were just looking, they were sitting there watching us, and then they just look at the duct tape like, I know what I could do to you right now.
Sounds like Mississippi. When I go out there and go hunting, and I'd be like, man, I'm gonna shoot me a rabbit.
It's going to be interesting. September 11th, first day of the state fair, we'll be out there broadcasting live. Team Awesome Morning Afternoon.
Team Awesome.
Team Awesome.
Team Awesome.
You'll
Team
have Awesome the morning State party. Fair Party.
The midday thing.
Boom!
Wait, you'll have the morning party, the midday letdown, and the afternoon party. It'll be awesome.
Team Awesome State Fair Party.
Now.
Well then, not
Ta-da.
Yet.
Yeah, September 11th through the 20th.
Before we go, which we are about to leave.
We are about to leave.
Why do you guys leave me so fast?
I want to tell you guys some things that I learned about other people's college freshman year experiences really quick.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
I love that. My girl Alyssa, who's listening. What's up, girl? Thanks for listening for back east. That's my friend. She says the girls on her dorm room floor dressed up in Halloween costumes and made a slip and slide out of garbage bags in the hallway.
Ah.
It didn't go over so well with the RA.
No, but you got in trouble.
The registered assassin.
Okay.
Ridiculous assistant.
Michaela says she remembers making a model of Noah's Ark out of marshmallows.
Accountant.
Wait, hold on. I want to know what he's saying.
I'm sorry.
Michaela says she remembers making a model of Noah's Ark out of marshmallows and dried spaghetti noodles. It sounds like she might have been learning some Pastafarian.
The flying spaghetti monster.
Man. Watch out.
There.
Robert's just glad he survived. What happened?
What
I'm
do you
just
mean?
Kidding. Ian and Amy, I'm guessing that's a married couple, dropping out so I could start working and get married.
That's a dude's name.
No,
Minor Ian. That's Minor Ian. Ian. Sorry you had to drop out.
He's from Silver City.
Sorry you had to drop out.
He's a miner. He mines
work
copper.
In the mine.
Yeah.
My brother went to college in Silver City for a while.
My mom was born in Silver City.
I've never been to Silver City.
We all have so much in common.
So much in common. Let me tell you what else I learned. I learned about Pastafarianism.
Well, I had never heard of it. Learned about that today.
I'm glad that you guys know about that now.
Yeah, it's a little frustrating.
It's frustrating. It's kind of funny.
It's kind of funny and totally frustrating in a sense that people fighting for their religious freedoms and can't have that in a court of law. However, a dude can wear a pasta strainer on his head for his driver's license photo, and that's acceptable.
That's been going on for a while.
In the name of religious freedom.
Yeah.
Here in America.
Yeah, he won.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Let's see. What else did
we
learn?
He goes to Texas Tech, where I was born. I learned that my hometown city is, it's kind of sad.
And you know what else we learned? And finally, and I think this was the most important lesson that
most important lesson of the day.
We learned...
Sometimes you gotta drop the hammer on them, baby! Team Awesome Morning Party! Now!
Cruising the void and
you know what this reminds me of? Oh, man.
Creation is blowing.
Oh, my God.
Moving up above.
Hammer. Kevin Douglas Hammer.
His name is
Kevin Douglas Hammer. If you're a local artist and you want to get your song on Static Radio, we'll play it.
That's amazing.
We may even love it as much as this one, but I doubt it.
Yes!
Thanks to everybody who was part of Team Awesome Morning Party. None greater than Kevin Douglas Hammer.
Thanks to everybody that got on Facebook, threw out their opinion, called us. We had a great party this morning.
Yes.
I feel like this should be our outro every day.
Who's up for it? Vote on Facebook. I'm throwing it up.
Gross.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. We'll see you guys again later. Mitch,
oh
in
my
next.
Gosh. Thank you for the setup.
Hey, no probs. Be as great as Kevin Douglas Hammer. As long as you give it 157%, you might be half the man he is.
No more.
I want to be a man.
No less.
I don't want to be a man.
No comment. Let's go.
Stand by.
Let there be laughter and let there be joy. Let
this
there
is the greatest song in the universe.
Yeah. And let there be loving kindness. Let there be.
We'll see you guys again later.
Team Awesome Morning Party.
You guys are out of your minds.
Best things about your college freshman year. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Mitch going to keep the conversation going. We out. See you guys later.
Later.
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now!
Static.
What was once to be will be once again. What was made to fail.